This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frey.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us again before it is time to go to SHOT Show. I just got his book in the mail. I actually got his book in the mail 3 days before I was aware I got it in the mail. Joining us again from Student of the Gun is the Student of the Gun, the original Student of the Gun, Paul G. Markle. What does the G stand for?
Gangster.
Gangster, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the original gangster.
So gotcha. OG Markle. Paul OG Markle.
That's right.
Now, you would write, you'd put that on a book and somebody would go, who's Paul Og Markle? Anyway. So I have not had a big chance to delve into this book because, like I said, it sat in the mailbox for 3 days after it got here, and I just was unaware of it till Mr. Markle.
Would this be after I sent you a text saying that Amazon reported it as delivered on Friday?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
That's
okay.
When I went, you know, because you remember how the text went. I'm going to go check it right now that I came back. I did, in fact, get this, and I'm sure you were just looking at that, just going, wow, what a overachiever. but I did get it, and it's called Beyond the Boo-Boo. Traumatic medical training for citizens. Let's see. There are boo-boos and there's trauma. It is important for every citizen to understand how to deal with both situations. Unfortunately, for too long, learning how to deal with genuine trauma has been an area reserved for the professionals. Even many detailed first aid courses have skipped over the topic of how to save a person with traumatic life-threatening injury. So it comes down to bleeding and breathing, doesn't it?
Yep, bleeding and breathing.
And if you can get control of the bleeding and keep the breathing going, what is the percentage? 80% of the time, if somebody gets there and they haven't bled out and they're still breathing, they can save them. It's a pretty high percentage, isn't it?
Oh yeah, the ER doctors, you know, they'll tell you, they're like, look, my main focus is for them to arrive in the hospital alive. He said, we can do a lot of stuff if they show up alive. He said, but if they don't, then we can't. So what can we do? Dr. Dan Olesnicki, who was kind enough to review the book for me, he's a trauma surgeon and an ER doctor. He gave me a very nice quote for the book, and he actually reviewed the entire book and gave me his thoughts on it. He's like, look, we got to get people, we got to convince citizens to figure out how to keep people alive to get to the ER. It's because we can get them alive to the ER, the chances of survival are really high. He said, but that's the trick, isn't it? And when it comes to massive bleeding, you can't just massively bleed for a half an hour and expect to be alive in the ER. It
right.
doesn't work like that.
Right. Especially, I think I saw something out of Kenya where there was a riot going on, and it was in response to people talking about, just shoot him in the leg, and they shot him in the leg. And they hit the femoral artery, and he bled out in 4 minutes.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's retarded. It's childish. The idea that you can, you know, shoot someone to wound them on purpose. People watch too many movies.
So you don't think, so that means that another 48 hours when he shoots Eddie Murphy in the shoulder and is like, listen, that didn't really hurt you. The doctor says I'm a pretty good shot. That doesn't really work that way.
Oh. You're going to take me down that road, brother.
No, I don't really want to. Anyway.
Okay.
So another thing, now you get up with a few bogeymen for most people, I think. First of all, like tourniquets. Tourniquets for a lot of people, they still believe what they, you know, what they learned on in civics about the Civil War, about when they put on the tourniquet, that meant you were losing a limb, which normally that is what it meant, because they weren't really able to treat anybody for those kind of wounds that they would catch in the Civil War battleground. Not today, though, huh?
No, not today. No, the advanced technology that we have today, the vascular surgeons during the final stages of GWAT, they were literally saving limbs that 10 years earlier would have gone in the garbage. They would have been sawed off and discarded. They're doing essentially miraculous work. And so this boogeyman or this mythology that the application of a tourniquet guarantees amputation, it's just a lie. It's not based on fact. But even if you were to acquiesce and say, okay, that leg, that arm, whatever, is definitely going to get sawed off, the other option is death. So what are we going to do?
I don't know.
So I could either, you know, you could be a three-armed living person or a three-limbed living person, or you could be a four-limbed corpse. So, you know.
Nowadays, with the prosthetics they have in place, I mean, that's so advanced. That also, I mean, you're still a pretty mobile person.
Dude, I want to know when we're going to get bionics.
Me too. I want to be the $6 million man. I do indeed. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do indeed.
I want to be able to run 50 miles an hour on my bionic legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Although they're not, it's a little different form factor, but I could live with it. I could live with it. Plus, I'd only need one pair of shoes. I'd only ever need one pair of shoes, and I would never have to take them off of my legs. So, you know, anyway, that's just me musing out loud. This kind of trauma care is not for the faint of heart, is it? I mean, learning how to give an IV when I was in combat lifesaver, few of my classmates had a little trouble with that just because they couldn't bring themselves to stick their buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get into that as we go. We're going to examine some of the parts of the book. And then we're going to talk about the upcoming SHOT Show, which happens next week. Do you drive or do you fly?
Oh, we'll drive. It's a 5-6 hour drive from here.
Yeah.
There's no point in flying.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to be on the lookout now for the meth heads and the panhandlers and all those people. Because supposedly they've taken over the city.
Have they really?
Yeah.
I haven't been since the COVID scare. That was the last time I was there. It was right before.
That was the last time I was there. I caught COVID while there.
Hmm.
So, you know, it doesn't mean that much. But at the time, they said, unknown strain of the flu.
Yep.
Here, go.
Oh, yeah.
Go home and take this, which they gave me Tamiflu and it didn't do anything. So, tough stuff at the time. This book, how do they get Beyond the Boo Boo? Where would they find that out?
Oh, well, they can get it if they have to have it and they want to have it right now. They can get it as a Kindle and download it immediately, or they get it as an on-demand paperback and have it in a couple of days. And it's, you know, all of my books are available on Amazon, and if they want in a Pimp Hand approved version, and they would like to go to studentofthegun.com, well, they're invited to go to that as well.
All right, we're going to get a little more into the book when we get back talking to Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Paul Markle. I just got a copy of his book, Beyond the Boo-Boo. And this goes after and is sort of a primer for somebody wanting to look at taking trauma care. And it gives somebody some pretty decent information. Now, one of the things you do as far as the tourniquet section, because you cover the bleeding part first, is you do point out that you can go out looking for a tourniquet, and you're probably you might buy something that's a piece of junk. What's the consequence of buying a junky tourniquet?
Oh, is that it will fail when you need it the most?
Yeah. So that means somebody you're trying to save or you dies, right? You bleed out.
Right, yeah. You know, when I tell people, they're like, well, how much does it cost? And I'm like, how much is your life worth? And they look at you. And I'm like, you realize that trauma kit that you're carrying around is for you, right? And they're like, you know, the IFACs, the individual first aid kit or the blowout kit or the boo-boo kit or whatever, the trauma kit, the ones that they issue to our troops, those go right there on the center or over the side or whatever, but on their chest, on their armor. And when they get blown up and the corpsman arrives at them, or not the corpsman, their buddy or their, you know, comrade shows up, it's the stuff that's in that kit that's going to be used on you. And the kit is for you. And so when people are like, well, I don't know how much I want to spend on it, I'm like, it's up to you. It's only your life that you're going to be saving or not saving. Consequently, you could say it'd be the wife or the life of your spouse, your wife, your children. You know, how much should I spend on a tourniquet? I'm like, I don't know. What's your kid's life worth? Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's really not that hard. If something seems too good to be true, it is. You know, for instance, at Walmart.com, I got an ad for this. Walmart.com had a 10-pack of supposed cat tourniquets for like $78. Let me tell you what, that is not a real cat tourniquet. And if all you can afford for a tourniquet is $7, you need to rebudget your finances. And second of all, there's no way you can make something, sell it, turn a profit that cheaply and it not be a piece of crap.
Right.
And so Dan, he's been monitoring the Ukrainian conflict. And as you would expect, they scrambled for trauma gear. And what do? They went where everybody else on planet Earth goes. They went to the internet and they bought tourniquets that seemed to be really good deals. And they arrived and they're Chinese ripoffs, and they're trying to put them on people with blown up legs and arms, and they're breaking and failing, and those people are dying. Duh.
Now, your trauma kits, a student of the gun, you sell some with tourniquets in them?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's actually four major. We started out after the Boston bombing, if you guys remember that. The director of medical services for Boston General said that without a doubt, the use of tourniquets saved lives. And we had, you know, our people reach out to us and they like, what should I carry? And so I sat down and made a YouTube video and I'm like, get this, and put it in a bag or whatever and have it. And then naturally Americans being Americans, they said, well, how about if we just give you money and you put all that stuff in a bag and give it to us? And so I sat down, you know, Jared and I, we sat down and we came up with what was initially became the first pocket lifesaver kit. And that kit has morphed and improved over the years, but we actually have three levels of pocket lifesaver kits now. And then we have another, essentially a traumatic medicine or traumatic bleeding wrap kit that is less expensive. It has gauze and it has Coban and it has gloves in it. But yeah, Every kit has a tourniquet in it, and the whole point of the pocket lifesaver is to have something on you. So in the book, I related a story where I was actually working as a TCCC instructor, as a military contractor, and I always carried a backpack with an IFAC, you know, on it that was full of stuff, gauze and tourniquets and nose hoses and decom needles and all that stuff that you need. And I was
present where a guy had a negligent shooting, shot himself, and it was through the, it was a through and through wound through the top of his foot. And there I am, Mr. Medical, knowing all this stuff, having all this skill, and my mother loving kit is in a rental car in a parking lot 200 yards away.
Right.
Might as well have been on the moon, man.
Right.
Like, if it's not on you, that's like having a Kimber with Hydra Shots locked in the safe at home while you're getting stabbed to death in the parking lot of Burger King.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't do you a lot of good. If it's not attached to your body, then you don't have it.
I'm going to need you to make me a recommendation, because I'm going to go get one of your trauma kits and I'm going to review it on YouTube, just because trauma kits are, people like Jaeger, his blowout kit that he sold at Tactical Response, that seemed like a pretty good kit. Other people have sold trauma kits, but sometimes like the higher end ones, and like you said, what's your life worth? People look at that and they see the price and they're like, wow, I could get this one for $35, but I mean, this one's $140. So I don't know what yours cost, but I'm sure I'm sure you have one for every budget. I'm going to try to see how many.
Yeah, they're reasonable. I'd say you just need to get the basic pocket lifesaver. Remind me when we're off air and I'll have Zach send you one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to actually put them to real world use. I'm going to go to the next, Shannon Watts retirement party and plow through them with my car and get out and render first aid. I don't know what happened. I just sneezed with the car. I just drive and I just sneezed. Anyway, I'm not really going to do that. When we get back, we're going to talk about one of the things that stopping the bleeding, that's one thing. The airway is also very important. And the airway is not something that you see. It's something you detect. And then opening that airway, for some people, that can get sort of dicey, because it might be nice if you have a pen knife and a straw or some other things. And we're going to talk about those things when we get back, which that's addressed in Beyond the Boo Boo by Paul G, as in Gangsta Markle, which you can find at Student of the Gun. You can get the book on the Amazon Kindle app. And you can probably get one with a autographed picture of him in his combat kilt if you want to. I don't know. I don't speak for him on that one. But anyway, that at studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. An FAA computer malfunction led to the complete grounding of all flights in the United States overnight and travel headaches for many passengers.
I'm just praying that my flight is still good to go, because we've been planning this trip for 2 months, 3 months, so, and we have Airbnbs booked, rental cars booked, you know.
While the FAA says normal air traffic operations have resumed, the damage already done, Flight Tracker reporting 8,000 flight delays. The cleanup underway in parts of Southern California after torrential rains doused the state, but the northern half still facing more storms today. At least 17 people have died in those storms. Republican leaders in New York calling on newly elected Congressman George Santos to resign. The head of the Nassau County GOP says Santos has disgraced the House of Representatives by lying about his background. John Schaefer, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paul Markle. His new book is called Beyond the Boo-Boo. This is a primer intended, I think, to ram home the seriousness of being able to go out and get or be able to render trauma care. And that's something you can do no matter where you go. And the airway in a chaotic situation is a very... It almost needs to be assumed that they're having airway problems. Otherwise, just like any other major injury, time is not your friend on this one. If they're bleeding out, you have X amount of minutes to save their life. If they're not breathing, you got 4 minutes till their brain is messed up and 6 minutes to
brain damage.
And I mean, yeah, in a chaotic situation, 6 minutes is not a long time. So,
no.
Without getting into it, and I didn't see what the recommendation is, but there is one way to determine whether or not their airway is not obstructed, and that's if they're, you know, crying and screaming, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. The good news about airway is, you know, that the old school American Red Cross ABC thing. They taught that because it's easier for people to remember, but it's actually 100% wrong when it comes to traumatic injury, because you can't have uncontrolled bleeding for 4 minutes because you're going to have a dead patient, and uncontrolled bleeding for 6 minutes is a dead patient. So you have to immediately determine whether or not you have a major hemorrhage. And if you do, you got to stop it. Because uncontrolled bleeding from a limb, from an artery for 4 minutes gives you a irreversible shock, and that dude's dead. So you've got to stop that. Now, and also, you think about it, if I encounter you in a rollover car crash or an industrial accident or whatever, and I have one of these pocket lifesavers in my cargo pocket, in a fanny pack or whatever, if I've got it, I've got everything I need to stop you from bleeding to death, but what I don't have is more blood. I can't give you blood on the floor, on the factory floor, or, you know, the Burger King parking lot. I can't give you blood. And what I can give you is I can give you air. Once I stop you from bleeding to death, if you're unconscious and you're knocked out, I can open up your mouth and I can give you air.
Right.
You know how? It's called CPR. I open up your mouth and I blow it inside you. I can give you air all day long. I don't have any more blood for you. So we've got to keep that blood inside of you. As much, you know, all of the red stuff is valuable, and as many drops of blood as we can keep inside of you, that's what we got to do. So once you do that, the trick is, and see, American, you know, Red Cross and Heart Association, their CPR does a really good job teaching people how to open an airway and maintain an open airway. And the only people you have to do that on are unconscious people. Because if somebody, like you said, if a dude's screaming at you, ow, my leg, I can't believe this happened, that dude has an airway.
Yep.
Because you can't make words without air.
Unobstructed.
That's right. But if people pass out, now you've got to worry that either they're going to vomit or their tongue's going to slide back. That you don't swallow your own tongue, but it slides back, you know, basically. It goes limp and slides back in the back of your mouth. So you've got to maintain an open airway. Now, here's the kicker, though. How do you, as a first responder, as a good Samaritan first responder, stop the bleeding, treat the wounds, call for help, direct help to you, and, you know, all those other things, and sit there and do the head tilt airway management? What if there's multiple people who are hurt and you need to treat a couple of people? You can't, if you're sitting there at the, you know, you've taken CPR, I'm sure. Most everybody in the audience probably has. If you're sitting there at the top of their head with your palm on their forehead, maintaining proper, you know, head tilt, we don't do chin lift anymore. First it was you would put your hand underneath, and then they said, don't do that anymore. Then they said, jaw thrust. And now they're like, don't do that anymore. And now it's just put the palm on the forehead, rock the head back. If you're doing that and you're maintaining the open airway that way, you can't do anything else. You're pretty much stuck right there. And the military knew that. And so they said, all right, we got to figure out a way. They went to the EMTs and paramedics. And of course, you know, the guys with the great big orange red bags, you know, you flip the lid open and there's a space on the lid for your oral pharyngeal airways.
Right.
And it's either a pack of six or a pack of eight. And you go from infant all the way up to giant men and everywhere in between. So, but the military is like, well, crap, we can't buy packages of oral pharyngeal airways and send them to the field. And, you know, what are we going to do? And so what they compromised is they said NPA. Instead of an oral pharyngeal airway, now you have a nasopharyngeal airway. And now they had to compromise with the NPA. So what they compromised with was basically a 26 gauge, a 26. And that's about adult size. It's not super jumbo adult size, but it's the normal adult size, because, you know, they're, you know, in the military, like, well, who are we going to be treating? So you can put in an NPA and establish an airway for an unconscious patient and continue to do other stuff, direct help, call 911, help another patient, you know, put a pressure dressing or bandaging on a wound or whatever. So that was the compromise that they made. And so that's one of the things that we taught in the TCCC program was how to insert an NPA. And of course, conscious people always wince and cry and they bitch and they moan and so forth, because they don't want it and it's going to be uncomfortable and this calm down, hippie. I don't know how many times I've said, shut up and quit crying and put an NPA in my own nose while people stood there watching me. Like, look, I just put it in my own nose. Here I am. I didn't die. Quit crying. But you'll never have to worry about a real patient complaining, because the only people you're putting them in are unconscious. So when you're unconscious, you don't complain.
Yeah. I don't think we have time to do it justice, but I do want to talk about the decompression needle, the TPX. That's one thing I never learned to do. Now, I've seen Air Force PJs on TV do those on the pitching deck of a Blackhawk. So I presume that there is a level of expertise you can develop with that. But I do want to talk about why that's important. And is that something you teach?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely. That's part of the TCCC program. There's three major battlefield killers: major hemorrhage, loss of airway, and tension pneumothorax, or TPX. And you need to know how to relieve those things. The good news about TPX is it doesn't kill you immediately. It's like slowly builds up over time.
Right.
And if you're CONUS in a metropolitan or even suburban area, chances are really high that you're going to be under the shiny lights before the TPX could kill you. But if you're where I am, where you're miles away or a half an hour or an hour away from a trauma center, I've been in places in Wyoming where I would have to wait 45 minutes for a helicopter to just get to where I am.
Right.
And then it'd be another 45 before I got to a trauma center. Those, you need to know stuff like that.
Right. Hang on for me. We'll talk details about TPX when we get back. The book is Beyond the Boo-Boo. This is illustrative of the need to take a trauma class. This is not just about being a gun carrier. If you have grandchildren or children or a wife or whatever, this level of being able to respond to an incident, it pays for itself if you ever actually have to use it. It pays for itself in a life that you save. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars.
Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're talking to Paul Markle. He is the student of the gun. His new book is Beyond the Boo-Boo. And this, like I said, this shows you the various things you could face. And now we're to the TPX, which I've always, I know what TPX is. I can't pronounce it the way you can.
Pneumothorax.
Yeah, I have never used a chest decompression needle. I may have to make a drive out there, and you know, I hope that you have lots of turkey pot pies and Netflix, because I'm you know, I'd be one of your resident students. But anyway, TPX. Once again, tell everybody what TPX. This is a buildup
of air inside the chest cavity, inside the pleural space. And what happens essentially is you know, if you've ever gutted a deer, you know, a deer or any animal or any mammal for that matter is essentially a big hollow, you know, cavity where all the stuff is. And humans are no different. So you have muscle and ribs and bones surrounding your heart and lungs and so on and so forth. And obviously, and we have two lungs because God loves us and he gave us a redundancy system. And if you get a hole in one lung, you can live. You won't die immediately. But what happens is that air builds up in the pleural space and in the chest cavity, and it doesn't come out. When that happens is it puts pressure against the good lung, because you've got a violated lung on either left or right, and it puts pressure on the other lung, making it painful for you to breathe. And it also puts undue pressure. It puts external pressure on the heart. And I know you know about how hearts work.
Yeah.
Guess what? Mr. Heart does not like that pressure.
Mm-mm.
And if you don't get that pressure off of Mr. Heart, eventually he's going to say, screw this, I'm out of here. And he's going to V-fib. He's going to, you'll have ventricular fibrillation.
Right.
You don't have a heart attack. Your heart's going to be like, nope, no more, done.
So, they took me off of a medication one time, and they did that March the 29th, and that was to keep fluid from building up.
Mm-hmm.
And the fluid buildup then resulted in something like TPX, and when I went back to them on April the 26th, they had to give me a quadruple dose of Lasix to drop the fluid level as fast as they could, because I was starting to sputter. I was having, I couldn't walk into the hospital. They had to come get
me. Freaking out.
Yeah, they had to give me with a wheelchair. Now the next day after they gave me that stuff, when I went back for the checkup, I could walk in there like a man. The difference was not like, I mean, it's horrific.
Oh yeah,
what happens to you?
So, yeah, your heart wants to just hang out where it is and beat unobstructed.
Yep.
So the trick is you have two basic types of development of PPX. You have an external and you have an internal. Essentially, if you have a violation of the, it's a hole, all right, whether it's a hole from a stabbing, a hole from a shooting, a hole from fragmentation, a hole from an industrial accident where a piece of steel went flying and jabbed you in the lung. Regardless, so if you have a violation of the chest cavity, you have external air getting into the chest cavity, which is bad, obviously. So the first thing we do for that, and what we do in TCCC, is a chest seal. And we used to remember back in the old days when they told us to take our ID cards or bandage plastic.
They told us to take the cellophane wrapper off of our cigarettes.
Off the cigarette.
Yeah.
Yep. The cigarette wrapper, or they would tell us an ID card or whatever. And of course they would tell us, well, go ahead and tape it in place. And I remember thinking, I don't have any tape. Like, where am I supposed to magically get this tape?
Tape.
To tape this in place. But now we do put mini rolls of duct tape in IFACs because why? Because duct tape sticks to wet, bloody, sweaty skin better than any kind of medical tape. Paper tape, paper medical tape that you get from the drugstore is essentially worthless on a bleeding, sweaty patient. It's right next to worthless. So, but duct tape works. Anyway, what works even better is the adhesive, the pre-adhesive seals. So we do that. So if you seal the hole, then good, no more outside air is coming in. Awesome. But the trick is, if you have a violated lung, every time you take a deep breath, you got air going into the good lung, then goes into the heart and it does its business. But you also have air going into the bad lung, which has a hole in it. And that gets out. It escapes into the pleural space or the chest cavity, and it starts to build up. And so if you have an open suck, or what they call a sucking chest wound,
right,
that they suck, one of the ways to treat a TPX is you vent it, and hopefully some of that nasty air, the bad air, the air that shouldn't be there, will come out through the hole. And you can vent it, and it'll give them relief. Now, the trick is, as you know as well as I do, that car crashes and industrial accidents and falls often result in broken ribs. High-speed car crashes, motorcycle crashes, falls off ladders, industrial accidents, people snap ribs. And that snapped rib, they have a nasty habit of puncturing lungs.
Yep.
So now you have a punctured lung on the inside, but the outside covering is intact. So how do you relieve that? You can't vent it because it's not a sucking chest wound.
Right.
The only way to relieve that is with a great big, shiny, sharp needle.
Yeah.
And, in TCCC, you teach people how to find the spot, where to put it in, and so on and so forth. So people get really squeamish about that. And they're like, look, here's the deal, dude. All the stuff we're talking about, this isn't, if you feel like it, it's, well, I could either do this and keep them alive, or I could not do this and then they die.
Yeah, the thing about it, and the reason I was able to give an IV and everything else is I was giving an IV to my buddy, to a guy that was in my platoon on my team, and losing him in some sort of an accident, which it doesn't even have to be in combat in the military. I mean, I saw all kinds of crazy accidents in training.
Oh, yeah, people die in training all the time.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous profession to be in. So, that was my motivation to doing that. I'm going to try to figure out how to get together with you to learn how to do a chest decompression needle. Because I don't know how to do that. I know theoretically about the airway. And we didn't get to talk about SHOT Show, but who cares? But, you know, we got what? I got a minute and a half. What do you expect to see at SHOT Show? That are you looking for anything in particular, or are you just going to be?
I'm looking for my friends and my extended family. And, you know, this year's the 10th anniversary of Student of the Gun Radio. So I'm going to get together with some of the guys who have been around with us and, you know, and then that's why I go. I mean, I go to the show. It's nice to see stuff, but my primary drive is to see people that I normally couldn't see anywhere else. And this will be the first time since 2020. Yeah. Cause they canceled 21 and 22 was it was what it was. So
nobody went.
Yeah. So there you go.
Nobody wanted to walk around a gigantic exhibition hall wearing a mask.
Yeah.
So it sort of defeats the purpose of recognizing your buddies, right? When everybody's masked.
Exactly.
Up. Who wants to do that? So now,
exactly.
But anyway, I'm sorry I won't be there because on Thursday, Paul always wears his combat kilt.
Yep. Thursday's kilt day.
Kilt day. So that to look forward. If somebody was at SHOT Show and they wanted to look at you up, are you going to be anywhere in particular? Are you going to be hanging out anywhere? Are you going to?
Actually, I have plans on Tuesday at 1 p.m. local time to be at the Kel-Tec booth.
Okay.
So that is one place that
1 p.m. Pacific, right?
Yeah, 1 p.m. whatever. You know how Nevada is. It's Pacific time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 1 p.m. local, I'll be at the Kel-Tec booth on Tuesday, the first day of the show. So
he'll have the Sharpie in hand. Sharpie in hand with, you know, he'll be ready to sign your Beyond the Boo Boo book if you want one. I don't know if you'll be able to get one there, but he'll figure it out. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Student of the Gun, SOTG, studentofthegun.com. Check it out. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.